that in our previous discussion, we did agree that today the 15th and the our following meeting we will have closed sessions of the committee because of the presentations we intend receiving in those two meetings. Before I come to that item, I would first like the committee secretary to give us apologies, and then I'll come to the matter of the nature of the meeting we intend to hold today. So that's it.
Thank you, Chair. Just the following apologies. Mr. Mackay, who's attending an event in his constituency, and then Mr. Esther Raisin, who is attending the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry now as we speak, Chair. Those are the apologies I see, Chair. Say again, Chair. Is that no, Chair? No.
Thank you. So I think we have noted the apologies. Today we're supposed to receive a briefing from the Department of Energy and the Board of Petrols on matters relating to the impairment. And in particular, today we're supposed to discuss the the forensic report. As we discussed in the last meeting, I did indicate that I've been informed that there are several reports that were commissioned by Petrosafe, including others that the call forensic report, which we have agreed will receive today. And for that reason, we had agreed that we will make arrangements that today's meeting be closed. So I know that earlier communication as so did say that this meeting and our following meeting will both be closed. I had made an undertaking that I'll make arrangements with the relevant offices here in Parliament to ensure that this meeting is closed. I have been informed that we can go ahead and close this specific meeting and the meeting at which we plan to receive documentation regarding the nuclear bill program. So, honourable members, I suggest that we close this committee meeting of today. And closing the meeting, just to clarify, would mean that only members of the committee would be present, and those members of the Board of Petrol SA who are here for the purposes of making a presentation to the committee and oversee those members of the department. Even with regard to that, I want to make a further suggestion that we have a closed session of the committee before that. In the previous meeting, we had a lengthy discussion about this matter of closing the meeting. That we should have a meeting with the members of parliament only present. We have been in discussion with the legal advisors here at parliament. I've asked that advocate Jenkins come to the meeting today for the purpose of discussing this matter. And I do want that we discuss that matter with him, that he makes a presentation to members of the committee, and we have a discussion on that matter in a closed meeting, closed to members of the department and PetroSA as well. So those are my two suggestions, Honourable Van Dalen and Honourable Domingo.
Yes, Honourable Chairperson, I take it that you had to have a closed meeting, you follow due process and you apply for it, and then the invitation or the agenda would show that it's a closed meeting and it would be... So I find it very strange that it doesn't say on the invitation or the agenda that has been published that it's a closed meeting. I would like to ask clarification on that. I've also written to the chair of chairs to ask him what the procedures are and how it works, but maybe you can explain better because you've been through the process. So we take it that all the necessary authorizations have been given, as you have indicated. But it's just very, everybody wants to hear what's going on, and they've made a lot of trouble to get here today, and nowhere was it indicated that it's a closed meeting on the agenda. Thank you, Chairperson.
I do notice that. I know that the other communication did say that it is a closed meeting. I know the reason it does not say so. It's on the basis of the letter we received from the House Chair responsible for committees. Honorable Lamine?
Why don't you check on the enclosed agenda? I'm not sure if we will still go to have a meeting. Are you going to explain to us the reasons for closing another meeting? Because you're saying you've got to close them and you've got to close without the department. I just need to get there so that I can understand how it's going to move.
Okay. Another example, a closed meeting, the first closed meeting I'm speaking about is we're receiving a presentation from the Board of Petrol SA in a closed session, that is without members of the public. So that's the only meeting we intended to have today. But because Advocate Jenkins is here and we've been having some communication with him, there are matters that I want him to present to the members of the committee because we've got to decide on it. So that's the meeting that we should have without the Board of Petrol SA or the department doesn't have to be here. That's the meeting of members of the portfolio committee to make a decision on the basis of the legal advice we're receiving from the parliamentary legal services. So that's the first meeting. So my suggestion is, we had initially had made a provision that we will meet today and simply close the meeting with Petrol SA making a presentation. He has subsequently given us his opinion with regard to that process, which is what I want him to present to the members of the committee in a closed meeting. Because even the chairperson, house chair, says this, that in the letter he wrote to us, he says, ultimately, the committee must make the decision. So that's why I want us to listen to him, and then we can make the decision. Whether we're having a closed meeting or not, but the committee must make the decision. But it has got to be informed by what the advocate says with regard to the constitution, the rules, precedents in parliament, and then on the basis of that, then the committee can make its decision whether it's opening its meeting or closing its meeting. So that's why I'm proposing the first meeting.
Can we get a copy of the letter from the chairperson of
Chairs? Yeah, we can get the letter, there's no problem. It's a very short letter. Honorable Mhambesala.
Chair, thank you very much. Myself, I don't want a copy of the letter. I'm fine with it. When you make copies, you might not send copies. I'm fine. Chair, we don't have enough time today. Now, I want to agree with you when you say that as a committee we must meet with the legal advice person of parliament, and then thereafter we can allow the meeting to proceed. Without wasting time, I would ask you, Chair, to proceed in that manner.
Thank you very much. Please, can you proceed in that manner? I had asked the committee secretary if you're going to be having a place, some holding room. He told me you will, so there's some space where you can wait for us. I hope it won't be long.
We can follow Buyoto.
And please, ladies and gentlemen, nobody should remain behind except members of parliament.
Yeah.